50 KMAN.
He's got to like the forecast for Sunday.
We were talking, so we missed it, I think.
No, you're guaranteeing that.
78 degrees with partly sunny skies. Because typically
shoulders.
It's like 95.
Last year was 100 degrees, but we had a large turnout, so weather may not be a huge factor in this deal.
You had a large turnout, so weather doesn't matter. People want to go see. Gardeners will be out there regardless of what the weather is.
You know, there's many benefits, not only seeing what your neighbors have in their yards, but also just the horticulture realm of, you know, if you go to the hospital or something like that, people heal faster by seeing green.
And they say people that garden live longer. I saw a story on that just the other day.
So if that's
life
a goal of yours.
Life expectancy is extended. If people want to live longer, get a green thumb.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking with Greg Eystone here. Greg Eystone from Riley County Research
Extension.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do the show. Okay, fine.
You can still talk a little, but
I'm done. I'm done. I've had my say. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you coming in, 3G.
We just have to introduce him first. We mentioned him before, but at the top, I wanted to say it, you know. Yeah.
Here with InFocus is Nick McNamara.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, man. Greg, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure. Dave's been our county commissioner, so known Dave a long time, so we just kind of started chatting.
Oh, of course.
We go back a ways.
Yeah.
I call him 3G.
I've heard that.
Because there's another Greg, and he's only got two Gs, and G-R-E-G-G.
Could you do like G cubed or G squared?
No. 3G, and the other one's just Greg.
Okay.
I call him 3G. And I don't know if anybody else ever took to it, but I did.
Yeah, I think it's something between you and me.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, now it's broadcast.
I think it should spread.
I mean, it might. You're saying it over the radio.
I think you should put it on your name tag and your business cards and on your website.
It's sort of there.
You have to credit Dave if you do it, though.
Well, your name's on there. So.
Right. If you look at the 3Gs.
Would you take a highlighter and highlight just the, you know, I got a purple highlighter here. We could put, you know, highlight the 3Gs.
We can think about it.
Okay.
He doesn't seem too excited, Dave. Anyhow, we're going to talk about the garden tour coming up on Sunday here. Oh, man. So tell me a little bit about the garden tour. How long has the Research Extension been putting this on?
So it was one of the very first projects of the Master Gardener program when it started here in Riley County, 1988, the fall of 1988. And so one of the purposes of the Master Gardener program is to provide community outreach and encourage gardening and the benefits of gardening. And so that first class decided, well, Manhattan didn't have a garden tour at that time, so let's develop that. So now after 30 successful garden tours, we're going to have one more this Sunday. So hopefully Dave's guaranteed nice weather, so that won't be a conflict. People can come out and check out either one or more of the private landscapes on the tour. We also have the University Gardens on the tour. They are kind of the proceeds benefactor of the tour, and so it's also a nice landmark for people to get started. So if you're not familiar with where all the sites are, if you go to the gardens there, 1500 Denison Avenue, we'll have definitely Master Gardeners there to answer questions and sell you a ticket if you need one still. And, of course, you can look around the gardens. And then our brochure or our actual ticket will have a map of the different sites. So if you're not familiar with where they are, we do have a map that our county GIS department puts together each year for us, and that'll help you guide you around the sites.
Would you like me to read off some of these addresses too?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we have 145 Bethany is on the list, 5208 Tuttle Cove Road, 539 Westview, 444 Oakdale, 2605 Woodhaven, and 1500 Denison. And that's the list of the properties on the tour. And is that the total list then?
Yes. So you can go to one closest to you to start, or you can head to the KSU Gardens to start. Doesn't matter. We do have advanced tickets right now for $8. So if you're wanting to save a couple bucks, you can get them either at our office, which is in the Riley County office building. We're on the second floor. Of course, we're open till 5 today. If you haven't made your decision until, you know, tomorrow, there are some local sites, Blueville Nursery, Horticulture Services, East Side, West Side Market. Those four locations have advanced tickets. It is a fundraiser, so if you still haven't decided and you want to come Sunday, that'd be great. We'll charge you $2 more, and that will just go into the pot for the University Gardens. So $10 will be the day of at again, at any of the sites available. And bring along some other friends, family. We say 12 and under, get in free. We definitely want the young ones to come if they can, and so we're not real sticklers on the age limit there.
And you do have two tickets here that you're interested in giving away.
Yes, we do have two. You'll have to probably pick them up today because it is Sunday, so hopefully you can make it out, and I don't know how you're going to handle that.
We're going to take caller number three.
3G.
Exactly.
Good. Just continuing the theme there.
See, he just was right on that.
See, you just got a good one. It's just good there, Dave.
537-1350, caller number three will win the tickets, and you have to pick them up here at the station. We'll have them for you here till 5 o'clock today. Okay?
Yep.
Caller number three.
Perfect.
The number is 537-1350. Now back to more of In Focus with Nick McNamara and Greg Eystone.
Now tell me a little bit about some of the attendance you've had in the past and maybe kind of what you're hoping to see.
Yeah, you know, we want people that are really interested in coming out and looking at the gardens. And you don't have to have a green thumb. Again, we talked a little bit about just, stress levels go down, your heart rate lowers. It's a good thing to do just to walk around through greenscapes. And we have five private ones that you typically don't get a walk around through. And so that's a great experience. Typically, we have around 300, 350 participants, and that's a good amount to have walk through your private landscape without, you know, causing a lot of wear and tear on the turf and things like that. I mentioned last year, it was extremely hot, 100 degrees, but we had almost a record of 468 people participating. And so it just depends on, you know, what's going on that particular afternoon for you. It is from 1 to 5 on Sunday. I know some places it said noon, but we actually are open from 1 to 5 at all the sites. And we just really appreciate those that can participate and definitely the hosts that are willing to share their gardens. I was on it 1 year, and I can relate to them. There's a little bit of stress level as we get closer to the actual day, the things you wanted to get accomplished. We've had a lot of rain, so that probably slowed down some of the projects people were wanting to get accomplished. But the thing is, you know, it's just going to be a beautiful experience no matter what happens. So it'll be a good time.
Caller number three was Mike Shepard.
Oh.
Who's going to come in and pick up his tickets. He has been notified that he has to get them here today. So he's going to be coming to the front door to pick up his tickets, and you'll see him at the garden tour, Greg.
Sounds great. We look forward to it.
He takes pictures of his stuff. I see him posted on Facebook. He's a gardener on his own, right? He wants to live longer.
Absolutely. That's great. That's great.
That's fantastic. And I think you said you did a little bit of a sneak preview or took a private tour in advance of the actual garden tour itself. And what's some of the maybe a sneak peek or highlights of maybe that people will see on the tour?
Yeah, so there are five private landscapes, and of course they're all going to be a little unique and different. And one of the best things of the tour is you get to hopefully see the homeowner and get to talk with them. I know they're busy as well, and people will be chatting with them. But it's the inside of what their experience was, developing some of their ideas. So yes, last night we had a pre-tour, which means the master gardeners who really do all the planning of this event get to go around and see the different sites, because Sunday they'll be working at their particular host site and won't get to see the other gardens. And the hosts get to go around and see each other's gardens as well, because they're kind of tied down on Sunday as well. So we started out at Mike Huffnagel's there out at Tuttle Cove. He lives right on Tuttle Cove Road or whatever that is called, and so we're encouraging people to park across the street. I think it's Arrowhead. Just be careful as people crossing the road there. Hopefully not a lot of conflict of walking across there, but has a view of the lake, of course, maybe larger than normal, but a nice area. I would say experiencing it, this is a walking self-guided tour. You do need to be able to maneuver stepping stones and some of those things. Of course, you can stay on kind of the more permanent paths, which would be a little safer walking. But Mike has a nice little stone walk and a little bridge, and just need to have good footing if you're going to travel down to look at that. But he has a nice deck that if you just want to sit on it, and you can kind of see the whole landscape from there as far as the backyard is concerned. again, similar to all situations, they have their own kind of pathways, so you do need to have some good walking shoes and comfortable shoes and be able to maneuver some of those things to be safe and enjoy your time, I think.
That's very, very great, and there's a likely chance I might be there. As Corona is going to be based on kind of my girlfriend's a big gardener. She enjoys planting things, and it's kind of depend on her schedule as her semester starts back up on Monday. But I might see you there, and if I do,
so.
It'll be fun. And hopefully it'll be you said you had 30 good years. Hopefully this will make the 31st.
Yeah, it is rain or shine, and days promise good weather. We've only had a little sprinkling one year. We've had, you know, hailstorms and stuff problems prior to. This year we've had lots of rain prior to, but for some reason, it's always worked out very well for the weather conditions. Even 100 degrees doesn't seem to be a huge challenge for us, so we appreciate that.
Just good timing, I suppose. And reminder, that's this Sunday, June 9th, 1 to 5 p.m. You're going to have to get your tickets today, probably, if you want to get your advance tickets. They do have a day of tour tickets for $10, though.
Right.
So is there anything else you want to touch on briefly before we head on out, Greg?
Well, as far as gardening is concerned, we've had a lot of moisture. That means diseases are a little bit ramped up right now on some of our plants. Diseases typically aren't life-threatening, but they may make your landscape not as attractive, and it does cause a little bit of injury to some plants. Just an example, I have brown rot now on my sweet cherry tree, the fruit itself, so I should have sprayed earlier to protect that. Peach crops are coming on, so you may need to do some advanced treatment to protect those fruits for future endeavors. And if you have questions, always give us a call at 785-537-6350. Check out our website. Come on the garden tour and talk with us, so we'll be able to help you with your gardening needs.
We might just put in a quick plug, speaking of things that are happening, bugs. I've noticed a lot of mosquitoes. Of course, I live close to an area that's got a lot of extra water.
Yes.
And so we've been having a lot of experiences. We have on Blueville's Horticulture, hence Dr. Cloyd.
Yes.
He's going to be part of the show, along with Keith.
Oh, that'll be a fun time.
All right.
And
that's at 10 o'clock.
And we're going to be talking about bugs. That's going to be next hour. So I just wanted to put in a click, you know, beans. We were talking about stuff that you deal with.
That's same vein of line of talk. So good stuff there. Look forward to that at 10 o'clock. And thanks for coming out, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick.
Of course. And congrats. Come get your tickets.
Mike Shepard.
Yep. We'll see you soon. We'll be back shortly. News Radio KMAN.